Ladies, y'all gonna have to come with something better than just saying that y'all bring peace, that y'all do dishes, that y'all can cook to the table. Hear me out. We gonna get into the show. We gonna get it popping. I wanna get into this Fonnie Willis. We gotta talk about a lot of different things. When people say, well, Anton, you don't really know what's out here because, or you don't know what single guys deal with and all of this other stuff. Let me tell you something, bro. I live a life of 10 men. I live the life of 10 men. I'm out in the streets. I participate. I got my own place. I also am very successfully married. I got a daughter. I run into people all the time. I have conversations. And my chick is on a flight. Like, she already out of town. She been out of town for a couple days now. So she out, you know, with my brother and my sister, and they down there in Florida already. So I'm going to meet them down there tomorrow morning. But I spent a lot of time. I split my time between the suburbs and the city, right? And so when I'm splitting my time between the suburbs and the city, thank God I don't have the type of chick. Shout out to Rita. I got to give Rita her props. Let me give her a round of applause. Thank God I don't have the type of chick to where if you ask her, what do you bring to the table? She will never, ever say, oh, I cook, I clean, or anything like that. And I'm not going to tell you what the answer is, and maybe I'll just save that for Wednesday night. But she don't say, oh, man, oh, I cook and clean. That's your reasonable service. That's just part of being a good housemate. You know what I'm saying? When is you not supposed to be clean? If you hungry, when wouldn't you cook? And so that's not anything special. But let me tell you why you got to bring more to the table, right? Because me splitting my time has now really, really allowed for me to see what a lot of guys are lacking or they're missing by not having a woman in the house. Now, I understand completely what God says when he says that women are a helpmeet. They are supposed to be a helpmeet. But then if you're a helpmeet, then I need to understand what is it that you're helping me with? Because if you don't add any value based off of where I'm going individually. So I got a chick that now is running an entire different segment of companies. You know what I'm saying? She overseeing it and she's very submissive. She learns what I take and she applies it. She calls me in the morning and say, hey, this is happening. This contract is coming over. This payment need to be sent over. We got this coming. This is the latest update with this project that we got happening. This person is late on their payments. We need to extend grace on them. And so she's my eyes and ears. She sees a lot of different things. She's running the development arm of my company and stuff. She's a great mother. It's a lot that goes into it. And I'm not going to say everything that she does, but I'm just going to say she's very much productive, so much so. So if I wasn't with her, she would still always be mine. So it's no point in her not being up under me. You know what I'm saying? Because I need her. It's even to the point to where in order for me to continue to profit, I've taught her so much. There's no way that I would let her go and then be able to be with another dude to be able to add to his bag. I've already groomed you. I've already made you who you are. I've taught you too much for you to ever add value into another man's life. Let's be clear. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a woman that is impossible to let go. For all of the stuff that I've taught you, ain't no way in the world I will let you go and be able to add value into another man's life. Listen, forget the sex part. This is Friday, right? Can we get into it? Forget the sex. Forget all of that. That's surface level. That's small-minded, childish, little baby stuff that you're talking about right now. I'm talking about real life grown folk talk. When we talking about a great woman, I'm talking about a woman that you've grown to be one of the greatest values on the face of this earth. Do you think for one second that I would ever let that woman go off and be able to add value into another dude's life based off of stuff that I taught her? The amount of money that I invested in her? Forget taking half. You can't go. You can't go. It's just like a great employee. I hate to say it like that, but from a business perspective, it's just like a great employee, right? When you see this great employee You like, hey, man, listen, my goal is to make sure this person is so productive, because it's much different than dealing with an employee that you got to always figure out, hey, are they doing what they supposed to do? Are they late today? You know what I'm saying? Forget all of that type of employee. I'm talking about a great employee. You give them equity into the company. You give them equity into the company. You make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. You check on them because they're so busy focused on adding value into your life. I taught you too much. You can't. You think I'm about to let that another nigga benefit? Yeah, right. But let's remove the valuable women, right? Let's remove that part of it. I don't care about that. Let's just talk about surface level women, and then we're going to get into the show, of what they think that they bring as far as value. You know what I'm saying? You got to come with something way, way, way more different than I cook or I clean or I give sex. So what? You get sex too. You get it the same way that you're giving it. As a matter of fact, I'm the one that's doing all of the work. I'm the one that's doing all of the work. You get it in the same way that you're getting it. And the reason that one of the reasons why this is important is because, you know, I wake up in the morning, house is clean. And I'm talking about the apartment, the one that I'm splitting my time at, that, you know, I have her over sometimes, and sometimes she go back out to the suburbs in order to make sure that she with my daughter and stuff. Yo, I throw the dishes inside of the dishwasher. I throw a load. That's my DoorDash person. I throw a load inside of the washing machine, throw the pods in. I throw the pod inside of the washing machine, throw a little bit of the little, you know, the Tide in there, the little things that make it smell good. Take the load that's inside of the washing machine, throw it into the dryer, throw some dryer sheets up in that joint, make it smell good. Make up the bed. Order my DoorDash. Throw the dishes inside of the dishwasher, jump on my bike, and I'm gone. Yeah. Now, what do I need you for? What do I need you for? To throw a load in a washing machine? I can do that myself. It don't take me but a couple minutes to do that. You know what I'm saying? You clean. It never got dirty. The only reason it got dirty is because y'all walking around tearing up the crib and tracking dirt in my crib. What do y'all think that we can't do that y'all doing? That's all I'm asking. What is it that y'all think that we can't do that y'all do so great? That's all I'm wondering. What is it that's so awesome about what y'all put in? Go down to the valet, jump in my car, keep going. What's so awesome about you being here? I spread out in the bed, spread eagle, take up the whole bed, the whole thing. The scent booster, shout out to C. Langley. I'm just saying, what is it that y'all do that's so awesome that requires us to be able to upend our entire life or then take on your children or any of that type of stuff? I got my own healthcare coverage. I got Roth 401k investments, money. Why do y'all think that y'all so awesome? I'm interacting with the chat. I'm looking at the chat right now because I'm trying to understand, and I'm going to read these super chats shortly. All I'm asking is, what is it that you do that will require a man that is winning? Now, I'm not talking about no dusties. We're not talking about just no basics. I'm talking about a guy that is winning at the top of the top of the totem pole. What value can you bring into this sphere that I don't already have by myself? And we be happy going through, looking at the whole city, stopping off, kicking it with people, having a good time, networking, go to the restaurant when you want to, wake up in the middle of the night. Keisha says, it's the essence of our presence. I'm all right. I'm going to pass on that. Any more suggestions? I'm good on Essence. It's an Essence Festival down there in what is it, New Orleans? They got the Essence Festival down there. I don't need the Essence. It's the aura of a woman that shifts the room. Well, last time I checked, the room is the same size when you was there and when you left. I'm telling you, I don't need no auras. I'm good on the aura. Is it anything else? Ladies, y'all got to tell me. Miss Jennifer said ego boosting. And I know I'm messing around, but I'm just saying, what else do y'all got? And it's a nice to, don't get me wrong, it's a nice to have agreeableness. I agree with myself. Listen, I don't have no disagreements when I'm in there by myself. There's no disagreements with anybody in there by myself. I got Netflix. I got my computer. I got, have y'all seen my dishes? My dishes are bronze. They got bronze handles. I got all of the water that I want and the strawberries inside of the refrigerator. Instacart came and they gave me a new delivery of a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got everything. What stroke of the ego. Interesting. Y'all gotta give me something else. Y'all gotta get, hey, what's going on? You can come in. There you go. No, you cool, baby. What happened? What was wrong? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, that's me. Thank you. Yeah, that's me. Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a good one. Let me show y'all something. Look, I don't even want this shit. Look at my hot chocolate, family. Look at my hot chocolate and shit. Hold on. Let me turn the camera down so y'all can actually see this shit. Yo, this shit is all over the place, man. I mean, I didn't mean to say S word. I know it's church time, but let me show y'all this, bro. Look at the amount of hot chocolate. I don't know if y'all can see that. Man, let me address the tent. Maybe I can adjust the tent or something. I don't know. Brightness. Look at the amount of hot chocolate all over this. You see all of this? It's all over the top of the cup. Look at the amount of hot chocolate that's all over the top of the cup, bro. It's spilled all over it. Look at this. You see this? This is egregious. Man, I'm not drinking that. Women, boy. Whenever I have a male DoorDasher, he be on time, on top of it. My last name ain't messed up. Ladies, y'all got to do better. Honestly, y'all genuinely got to do better. I don't want this. Get this out of my face. And I tip big. I tip $30. And I gave her an extra $5 just for coming in, bro. I'm not drinking it.